Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, joined by my special Thursday co-host, Tom Paulswitz, two-time congressional candidate, small business owner, and Navy veteran. If you want to join our conversation this afternoon, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you'd rather get a look at Tom and I talking about stuff, you can check out Civic Media's YouTube channel.
You
should go check it out. Check out Civic Media's YouTube channel or at Maggie Dawn Show on X, Instagram, and Facebook. We can see your comments there and respond to them just like the text and phone line, 855-752-4842. Got an interesting text from John from Milwaukee. He's one of our frequent conservative trollers on the text line. Tom, I just want to sort of close up our discussion about these appointees. Here's John's comment. Trump played you libs all for fools when he put Pete Hegseth up for confirmation and you all freaked out. Then he played the okie dokie on all you when he put his when all of his other appointments sailed through. Classic playing chess against checkers. I had some choice thoughts for John, but I wanted to get your thoughts for John, Tom, as well.
Well, I appreciate that. I guess I've always thought that the nomination should be someone whose best interests are in the interests of the country and who are competent and can help all of us, not just one party. So if the idea is to own the other party instead of making the country better, I'm confused about what MAGA means. So I guess, John, if you have a better answer for that, please text it back to us because that would be helpful.
Well, Tom, as ever and always, you had a much more level-headed response than I did. My response to John from Milwaukee was, so what? Okay, so you own the libs, pat yourself on the back. I thought politically driven enemies lists were bad. If the Biden enemies list or whatever MAGA is saying about that allegation is bad, why is it a good thing now for the FBI to have a Cash Patel enemies list? Like, what is the principle here? What is the value that we hopefully can agree on? And then argue about how to see that value best expressed in the world. This is what I see a lot from conservatives, which is just this concept of winning and owning the libs. And winning what? And again, I raised this.
What are you winning?
Correct. Right. I raised this because when we get to J.B. Pritzker's budget address, it all ties in very nicely.
Yeah.
But it also bridges us very nicely to the discussion about Ukraine. By the way, Hegseth today announcing that he's about to fire a bunch of generals. Also today, Trump apparently cutting 84% of a department within HUD that is responsible for community block grants that are disaster relief. So again, all of those things that Donald Trump was telling you he was going to do to help people is hogwash. Yes. But looking at this, and you look at Pete Hegseth as a nominee who is just an icky dude and vastly underqualified, right? He's about to fire all these generals who followed orders and assignments to do what they were told, which is kind of how the military works, right, Tom?
Pretty much how the military is supposed to work.
Yeah.
Yes.
For some of them, apparently, like working on diversity and inclusion.
Yes.
Pete Hegseth was the single most underqualified, had the least qualifications of any modern American Secretary of Defense candidate. The entire cabinet is made up of mediocre, but well-connected, influential, look-good-on-TV kind of people. If that's not some sort of weird, inverted DEI, I don't know what is. But again,
if your goal, Maggie, is ratings.
Right.
Then this is the best cabinet put together, right? Because it's going to have great ratings. We're going to be spectacular on TV. But if it's actually working for the American people and protecting us and actually getting things done that the government should be doing, it's going to be horrible. And it's already starting. I think, Maggie, you're alluding to, and I've been thinking about this a lot, is it feels like the protections to keep other countries from having sway in this country, especially for the ones that have very nefarious reasons, are being slowly taken away or dropped.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Europe even understands it yet, but they are now fighting a war on two fronts, not just one.
Well, I think that's, Tom Nichols wrote this yesterday. I never thought I would see the leader of the American nation siding with the Kremlin in a war of aggression. Donald Trump calling Vladimir Zelensky a dictator. He won an election by an actual landslide back in 2019. They weren't able to hold elections last year because the entire nation is at war, right? Like,
right. And just so everyone's clear, you're not playing chess if all you're doing is repeating the last thing you heard. That's not chess.
Yeah, that's just being a puppet of Trump, right, who in by extension is apparently a puppet of Putin. And all of this comes back to the, like, to what end? How is this helping American interests? We've always stood on the side of what I'm just generically going to refer to as the Western Alliance, democratic small d systems of government, of human rights, of equal rights under the law, of a free and open press. These are not things that Vladimir Putin has any interest in.
No.
And has killed journalists and political opponents. Yes. When do we line up on the side of the authoritarians? Like, sons and daughters die, right, in the military defending the principles that I thought we all stood for. We're basically abandoning NATO. He hasn't actually removed us from NATO, but this is an effective...
Not technically yet.
Right. I mean, it may be coming, Lord knows. Yes. But, you know, is there... Have you no shame, sir? What do you not feel... Donald Trump and those that support him, that we have any responsibility to other Western democracies? And if not, why not? And what the heck have we been doing since the 1940s?
Well, and I think, Maggie, you and I touched on this maybe like 3 weeks ago, that everything's a transaction.
Yeah.
And there are no relationships. And when you use that filter to think about what's been happening lately, it's transaction after transaction after transaction. Transaction is, we want half of your mineral rights.
Right. And if you don't give them to us, we'll just feed you to the lion, being Vladimir Putin. We got to take care of a little business. We'll be right back with Tom Paulswitz on the Maggie Dawn Show, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.